As I opened my eyes, I still couldn't believe that I was lying on the grass of Glastonbury. I was incredibly happy. Of course, that could be because of all the drugs we took earlier, but I was at Glastonbury Festival with my best friend. As I heard the first notes of my favourite song, I suddenly realised why we spent all of our money on these expensive tickets. "Get up!" I yelled as I pulled her up from the ground. She seemed tired. I bet she had no idea what was going on and where she was exactly, but she followed me into the crowd. We were dancing like there was no tomorrow, and in the end we couldn't even breathe. Our favourite band performed together again. When we first met, we didn't dare to think about this, not even becoming friends. But somehow, the magic between us worked, and we made all our dreams come true. When the concert ended, it felt like my world ended. It was only midnight, and a music festival that meant that the party just started. But all I wanted was an everlasting cigarette, a beer, and the band to perform all night long. Just for the two of us, Maya and me. The post-concert depression already took the wheel. As we reached the camp, we couldn't even find our tent anywhere. "It's stolen," she whispered. "Come on, Maya, don't panic. We just got lost. It's gotta be somewhere nearby." But we weren't lost. We arrived early that day so we could place our tent near the entrance. I mean, how could we find it in the tent jungle if we couldn't even find it out here? We had to be there. I saw the sculpture that we built of the empty beer cans earlier that afternoon. "Alright, it's stolen," I sighed in acceptance. "Alright? Did you just say alright? What the fuck are we gonna do now?" She raised her voice. She never does. She never talks to me like that. I know it was all the drugs and alcohol. I felt guilty, but not because of the tent. I just looked at her with no emotion on my face. I made her come here, and I knew she hates being uncomfortable. She hated sleeping in a tent in the first place, so how is she going to cope without a tent? Luckily, we placed all our valuables in a security deposit thing, so we only lost the tent, but we still had a whole week ahead of us without a place to sleep. "This is not good," I bowed my head. "This is bad," she said, and then she sat down under the tree, her back against it. I sat next to her and placed my head on her shoulder. We mumbled some words about how bad the situation was, and then we probably fell asleep. I don't even remember how. I have no idea how much sleep we had. But I suppose it couldn't have been more than half an hour. I was just as tired as earlier, when we woke up to some random Italian guy shouting. She took a deep breath, really loudly. "Come on, Maya. It wouldn't make a difference if we were in a tent, we would still hear them." I was upset. I knew the situation was bad, but I didn't need her attitude with it. "Maybe I wasn't so bothered if we had a roof above us or something, for I wouldn't have to hold your heavy head on my shoulder." "Hey, that was unnecessary, okay? Look, it's not my fault." I stood up, and so did she.
"Yeah, let's leave our tent here. It's the perfect place for it."
"Yeah, more like the perfect place for someone to steal one." She made fun of me and did this high-pitched voice that I don't actually have. "Oh yeah, it would be so much better to jump into 10 different tents before we find our own in this fucking mess."
"At least we would have our own."
"Yeah, we just yelled at each other. Random nonsense. It was nobody's fault. I think we both knew that, but we were tired, high, drunk, annoyed, sad. I had enough of that shit. I left her there. I knew she didn't mean a word. I didn't. We were just too tired. The delirium was leaving us, and all that's left was the hopelessness. The only thing I cared about right then is getting a beer. Finally, I found a bar. The queue was long and there was only one empty table. I was hoping that it will still be empty when I finally get my beer. I was staring at the table for minutes, hypnotizing it like I was able to write my reservation on it with my mind. Then I noticed an untouched can of beer among the empty ones. It was waiting only for me, inviting me. I left the queue as quickly as I could. I opened the can and I felt like a winner. I started to smoke a cigarette as well when a random guy came up to me from the queue. "Hey love, do you have a lighter?" Of course, here you are. I gave it to him without even looking at his face. Didn't even care, just wanted him to go away. "Cheers." After he exhaled the smoke, he continued talking. "Alright, I'll admit, that's not the only reason I came here. Are you alone, or are you waiting for someone?" I shook my head. I wasn't in the mood for this. But I knew this was the only table with only one person. All the other ones were full, and it didn't seem quite fair to take up a table entirely on my own. "Would you mind if I joined you with the boys?" Oh, fuck. I knew it was hard to find solitude at a music festival. What, these twats wouldn't even leave me alone for a minute. I looked up at him. It was scary, and he pointed at Mark and James in the queue. I was speechless. I took a deep breath, and my deep red face turned pale. But Gary considered it a yes and sat down next to me. I think I started shaking at that point, but he didn't seem to notice. "All right then, so why are you sitting here all alone? Where are your friends?" I was still speechless.
"It's you."
I was whispering as if I was worried somebody could hear me. He just laughed. "It's your first time here, isn't it?" "Yes. Is it that obvious?" I couldn't even look into his eyes. I was just staring at my beer, like that canvas so bloody interesting. "Get used to it. Anyone can sit next to you. Next time maybe you're Mick Jagger." "Okay, maybe not Mick Jagger. I'm not Mick Jagger." "Did you watch us play?"
"Of course, I loved it. I was waiting for a gig ever since I was 16. And it just, and you were just here, and I... And there it was. I was fangirling.
When I realized, I suddenly became shy again.
"Well, I do hope you'll come by later. We have a DJ set on as well."
"Oh God,
is that today? I thought it was going to be tomorrow. Fuck."
"Oh no, unfortunately I have to leave tomorrow. So, we had it moved to today. It's at 2 a.m. You want to have a couple of drinks until then, yeah?"
"Oh, yeah."
Finally I was smiling. I wanted to jump out of my own skin. The drummer of my favourite band invited me for a drink, and the band is joining. "Oh, sorry for being rude. I'm Gary, by the way."
"Hi, my name is Sin."
I always said I knew. Yeah, of course I knew. Meanwhile, the rest of the boys arrived.
They got a beer even for me.
"And these are for our lovely host," said James. I blushed. He was just as perfect as on the posters in my bedroom. Oh my God. Carl nodded with a cheeky smile. Oh, Mr. Cheekbones himself. Gary introduced me, but after that I didn't say a word for like half an hour. They were kind and friendly, trying to talk to me, but I was still in shock. I wasn't comfortable sitting at the table with rock stars, even though that was the main reason for purchasing the tickets for this festival. I couldn't help myself wondering where Peter was. Of course, I didn't have the nerves to ask. We should go, said Gary suddenly, and then turned to me. You are coming with us, right? Yes. I was finally able to speak again, barely audible though. While we were walking, he asked me again about being by myself. Oh, I'm with a friend of mine, but I haven't seen her for a while. At that point, I realized that I forgot about her. I was so ashamed, I hated myself. I came here with her, and if she knew where I was, oh my God. God, I need to find her. I need to find her and get her to come to the gig. I hope she makes it, said Gary. I hope so too, I nodded. I hoped I could reach her. I sent her a text. Her phone was still on. You have to come to the DJ tent now, please. I'm sorry for earlier. Promise you come? Promise.